You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. We'll start in Argentina. We're joined by Mike Tenora. He's a T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I take it that Argentine farmers are still suffering from dry conditions. What do we know about things and prospects there?
Well, if we look at rainfall over the last 60 days, so we're talking about a two-month time frame, our proprietary application shows us that 93% of first crop corn production was drier than normal over that period, as well as 88% of soybean production. That tells us that nearly the entire growing belt was drier than normal over the last 60 days. So we're going to need some big rains here coming up in the future. Part of the reason, though, that overall concern is not a little bit higher than it could be is simply because there were some rains here and there that started up in the middle of December. Now, some of those rains did affect the key growing areas of Cordoba, Santa Fe, and into parts of Buenos Aires. But a lot of the other areas did not receive too much rain. And once you look at it all and put it all together, you still make the same conclusion. They need more rain in Argentina, not only for corn and soybeans, but especially for sunflowers. Sunflowers are primarily grown in La Pampa and southwest Buenos Aires, and that area missed most of these rains since mid-December. So, Todd, we just need a lot of rain. Now, there is going to be a little bit of thunderstorm activity over the next 24 to 36 hours that will affect some of those drier southern areas in Buenos Aires. But other than that, we don't think there will be too much in the way of rainfall outside of that small region. And the reason is simply because humidity levels are not all that high. We'd like to see the air a little bit juicier to make for some big rains. Once we get beyond the next 24 to 36 hours, it basically stays dry for about 1 week. We will start to see some heat as well as we get into Monday and Tuesday, and then things start to change a little bit come late next week and late next weekend, so say about a week to 10 days from now. At that point in time, we'll start to see some thunderstorms here and there, but as noted, these storms are going to need to verify and they're going to need to be heavy. One thunderstorm is not going to wipe out a 60-day rainfall problem, so we're going to need to see some big rains. At this point, we feel comfortable with around 1 inch of rain in 7 to 10 days from now, but again, we're going to need more than that. Whether or not all of this comes to fruition is just going to take a little bit more time. If we start to see some big rains, then everything we talked about will be somewhat negated, but if it doesn't rain, then this will all come to the forefront.
On the flip side of this, in the United States, it's been really cold. Are there any concerns with the weather here?
Well, temperatures have been unusually cold. I mean, we all know that, having been outside over the last week or so. There is going to be a warm-up, though, and that begins on Sunday, and then it really begins in about a week from now. We'll see high temperatures soaring by the end of next week, possibly even into the 40s and 50s in Illinois. So a big change is on the way. Now, whether or not it lasts is a good question. But from all indications of what we're seeing, it looks like once we get beyond the next 5 to 7 days, the warmer weather will be here to last. And when we say last, we mean 14 days into the future or so. Once we get beyond January 15th to 20th, a little hard to forecast that far out. But all signs point to the Arctic air leaving the U.S. and then not returning until sometime possibly later this month or February. But again, at this point in time, we don't have any real big hints of it coming back.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.